Are you drowning in project management jargon? You know I gave you volume one. Well, this is volume two. What if I told you about certain acronyms like PERT, TKM, or excuse me, TQM, QA, QC? It's like you're really eating like a, almost like an alphabet soup out there. I apologize. But what if I told you these terms can help you skyrocket your project management career? Or if you're thinking about getting in project management, you ever wonder why some project managers seem to just breeze through chaos and trials and tribulations while others just struggle and crumble? What if the difference between project success and failure was hitting and understanding these acronyms at the same time, being able to understand the definitions behind these acronyms? My goal, my plan today is to unpack, basically decode these essential project management terms that could and will transform your approach. However, you have to do the homework. Don't let this confusion hold you back. Today, we are going to get busy in volume number two. So with no further ado, family, let's jump right into it. PERT, Program Evaluation and Review Technique. Again, PERT, P-E-R-T, Program Evaluation and Review Technique. It's basically an optimistic timeline. It's really the shortest possible time it could take, assuming, and this is rare, but it's possible that if everything goes perfectly. Next point, mostly likely time estimate. Really what it does is mostly the most realistic estimate of time required to complete an activity. And the last and final point here is pessimistic time. That just basically means the longest possible time and activity that it might take, assuming very unfavorable conditions. PERT is really a statistical technique for analyzing and representing tasks in a project schedule, not a project plan. You know how I am. I'm gonna give you my quick rant. As you guys, if you've been watching me and listening to me for a while, project plan is different than a project schedule. These are two different components or artifacts. So a project schedule is what we're talking about here regarding PERT. And it is a statistical technique where it addresses the optimistic, pessimistic, and most likely. So as you can see from these three points, optimistic, most likely, and pessimistic. Let's move on to the next item, TQM, Totally Quality Management. That is basically customer satisfaction. What TQM focuses on is really focusing on the long-term success through the customer satisfaction. Now, what you have to look at from an organizational-wide involvement, TQ, I don't know why I want to say TK, but TQM also involves members of organization in improving processes, product, and culture. And then one of my favorites is continuous improvement. TQM is a management approach aimed in continually enhancing, watch this family, quality across all aspects of the organization. Let's move on to the next item. Let's unpack this. So when you look at quality management, do you have QA and QC? A lot of times I've seen in my career in project management, a lot of times people get these two confused. So today I'm going to talk about a very high level with these definitions here, but you should be able to understand the difference when someone says QC versus QA or QA versus QC. So let's look at QA, quality assurance. QA involves planned systematic activities to ensure project processes are adequate to meet specific or specified requirements for quality. QC, which is quality control. QC focuses on monitoring specific project results. I slowed that down to ensure that we're all aligned to determine if they comply with relevant quality standards and identifying ways to eliminate unsatisfactory performance. Let's talk about PDM, Precedence Diagramming Method. This is basically a networking diagram technique. This is really used in when you're building as part of building project schedules. So if you're using Microsoft Project, I do believe Smartsheets uses this as well, but I've used this a lot in when I was building schedules in Microsoft Project. So PDM is used as a project scheduling to visually represent the project activities and their relationships. Number two, activity representation. activities are shown as boxes, like basically nodes. And you ever seen a schedule, maybe I'll build a schedule live for you guys, and I'll make it where I'm not just going to just use a Microsoft project. I'll use that. I'm not just going to use a smart sheet. I'll use that. I'll even show you in Excel, because sometimes you may go into an organization that they may not pay for these tools like a Microsoft project or a smart sheet. So you have to build it out in an Excel document. Number three, dependency illustration. What happens is that you'll see arrows connected to boxes. And what this does is it illustrates the dependencies between each of the activities. Let's move on to earn value analysis. Excuse me. If you remember, volume one, I talked about earn value. If you didn't see that highlight, go check that out in volume one. But you may see a term called BCWP. BCWP stands for budgeted cost of work performed. Earn value, basically, again, from a high level, it represents the earned value of work accomplished. So basically, what work did we accomplish? So to talk about it from more of a time-specific measurement, BCWP represents the budgeted cost of work actually performed up to a specific point in time. Let's look at BCWS. Again, another earned value analysis. BCWS definition is really budgeted cost of work schedule. Again, budgeted cost of work schedule. This is the plan value. It represents the plan value of work scheduled. See the difference. I want to step back real quick. The difference between these two, BCWP and BCWS. BCWP is work accomplished and BCWS is work scheduled. So BCWS is authorized, the authorized budget assigned to schedule work to be accomplished for schedule activity or components. VAC, what we say is variance at completion. You may hear somebody say, what's your VAC? VAC is a projection of the amount, budget, defect, or surplus at the project completion. The calculation is really expressed by the difference between budget at completion and estimate at completion. Here's some performance indicators. VAC helps project managers assess the overall financial performance of the project. Let's move on to our next item. SV. Again, these are earned value analysis that are used. Now, I will be upfront with you and be honest. Some of this is already calculated when you're building, especially a Microsoft project. You can leverage it to build it in there, but I don't see this used as in the industry as when I first came in. Earned value was huge when I first got into this thing called project management. But now I'm seeing that it's slowing down and maybe it may pick up again, but you still want to understand this from a high level, especially if you're thinking about taking your CAPM or your PMP. You may have a earned value question and you need to understand the acronyms as well as the definition behind it. So let's look at schedule variance. Basically, SV is a measure of schedule performance in project management. Calculation is basically the difference between earned value and plan value. Here's the quick interpretation. SV helps project managers determine if the project is ahead or behind schedule. Let's look at CV, which is cost variance. Cost variance is a measure of cost performance in project management. The calculation is is the difference between earned value and the actual cost of the project. Interpretations, cost CV or cost variance helps project managers determine if the project is over or under budget. MSP. Now, this is a unique term because you may not hear a lot of this in the States, but you should know by now, we are global, we're international. And I thought it made sense to put this in here just in case if you hear this from another project manager. MSP is Managing Successful Program. Basically, this term came from the UK government and it's just a framework for program management. Its focus area is focusing on coordinating, directing, and implementing a portfolio of projects that are in transformational change. Here's the application to this. MSP provides a structured approach to managing complex programs and achieving organizational objectives. Here's a quick conclusion, family. I hope you enjoyed these terms. First of all, let's look at it from the analysis aspect. You utilize PERT, PDM, and earned value analysis for comprehensive project planning and monitoring. So again, this piece here is around project planning and ensuring that you're monitoring the project quality. We talked about it, TQM. You look, family, I got it right. I didn't put the K in there. But TQM and QA and QC, these are basically practices to ensure high quality project deliverables. Portfolio. Now, we talked about it on volume one, which is PPM and P. And these are frameworks for effectively management of multiple projects and program. And then overall, your performance. You monitor the SV, the CV, and the VAC to keep projects on track in terms of schedule and budget. Family, I hope that today's episode really resonated with you. Let me go back so we can have this conversation, that this really resonates with you, because the importance of it is that you are not going to remember everything. That's why it's going to be important for you to come back. Even myself, when you're not using this terminology every day or day in and day out, then sometimes you may not realize that the importance of it is, because a lot of these things can be automated. This is why a lot of times you may not remember the information. So that's why I wanted to do a volume two. There definitely will be a volume three coming in. Volume three, we're going to either wrap it, put everything together. But what I'm going to do for you, family, because I love to over deliver, I'm going to actually put volume one, volume two. And if we do volume three, based on how you guys think about it, I'm going to put everything together in just one episode for you. So that way you won't have to watch multiple episodes, even though I enjoy it and I appreciate it. But my goal definitely is always to over deliver. I plan on just, when you look at this content, when you listen to this content, you can say, wow, he really over delivered. He gave us more than what we were asking for, and we appreciate it. So I appreciate you taking the time today, family. I hope that it was something that resonated with you, something that you didn't even realize. And I know I covered it at a high level, but I really just want you to understand, when you hear a term like SV, schedule variance, or you hear a term like acronym like CV, what's a cost variance, or I didn't even cover SPI, which is Schedule Performance Index. But so there's so many acronyms out there, just getting familiar with them and accustomed to them. So at least, if anything, you can go do your homework and just do more due diligence on it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As I go by the name of ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.